Has anyone ever heard of the Hansen Natural Corporation? Probably not. It was in the 1930s. Today you might know it as Monster Energy Drinks. What about Altria Group? Never heard of that? Formerly known as Philip Morris, aka Marlboro, smoking cigarettes. Anyhow, in the last 20 years, those stocks have returned between 10 to 100,000%. Another way of saying it, if you put $10,000 in, you got $10 million in return. Today, what I want to talk to you about is the investment. The investment. This week was a big week in banking. Second largest bank in the history of the country failed this week. And it failed in literally one quarter, 3 months. What happened? Well, it sank. $200+ billion bank was officially taken over by the California regulators on Friday. Another bank close to it was actually announced, you know what, we give up. Were self-liquidating, all because based on cryptocurrency and the currency they were lending to venture capitalists and whatnot, which is not the point of today's message. When you think investing, what do you think? Money, 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 money. I was not thinking of money when I was developing this. Instead, please turn to Matthew 25. Matthew 25. Matthew 25, we'll pick it up in verse 14. Once you see it, you'll know what we're going to talk about. Matthew 25 and verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far away country who called his own servants in delight and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and another one 1. Well, as you know, what happens throughout this message is they're all held accountable for the talent that they have been given. Today, we will talk about two investments that draw us closer to God. They are not financial, just as a giveaway. The talents that you have. The first is you must invest in your marriage, in your family. If you're not married, look around. That's your family. It's us. We are your family. In finance, I actually was a teacher of finance 101 when I was young and ambitious. I'm old and not a bit ambitious now. But in Finance 101, we had the basic concept of life called time value of money. Basically, what it means is $100 right now is worth a lot more than $100 10 years from now. Well, 10 years from now, $100 isn't probably going to be worth much. But right now, it's worth a lot. One of the jokes we always said, which is so true, if you invest your time and into the wrong relationship, if you're not with God and focused on God and let God choose your spouse for you, then your marriage will be challenging. And being a man and thinking of women, we always said time value of money. If you choose the wrong spouse, they take your time and they take your money. So you never want to go down that path. Well, there is another thing called an emotional bank. It's not an old phrase. My cousin told me about this many years ago. And then upon research, I found out that it's way older than him even. It's a concept that's been around a long time, an emotional bank. You see, an emotional bank is when you are in a good relationship, do you turn to your spouse or do you turn away from your spouse? Men and women need something. And when you communicate with each other, you turn towards your spouse and acknowledge them. Words of affirmation. Or do you turn away to ignore them? This is a study that's been done for a long time. And what they found? Those people that have a tendency to turn towards their spouse and communicate with their spouse, 86% of them did not divorce. And this is years of studying. The ones that generally turn away had a 33% survival rate. An emotional bank. What was always told to me was, listen, your treasure is your spouse. The emotional bank is your spouse. You need to deposit into your spouse constantly. Little comments, emotion, thoughtfulness. You invest in your spouse to make them better. Because when they're better, you're better. That is a general focus of marriage. And it is true. You see, you are to be a good steward. You are in charge of something in your marriage. You are in charge of something in your family, right? As a steward, it is your responsibility to achieve success in whatever it is you're responsible for. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. Gives you the answer of a family. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Well, my Nelson Study Bible says that a believer is to provide for his own relatives, and his household, his immediate family. Failure to provide for one's family is equivalent of denying faith. If a Christian cannot even take care of his own family, how can that person sincerely love and care for others? Our family is the most important aspect of our physical life. Our family. God designed family. So we are to take the example given to us and develop it. Be good stewards. Be a good, responsible person in your family. So that is a major investment strategy. Invest in your family. You must invest in the emotional bank. The second investment is, I know you already guessed it. Invest in God by reading and praying. Well, when you look at the returns that I'm about to tell you, it will blow your mind away. Did you know that the emotional bank that we just got done talking about is actually a perfect analogy for God the Father also and God the Son? Right? The emotional bank, talking with God. When you turn towards God, you have a relationship with God. When you turn to the other side, you're ignoring God. It's just remarkable how the world doesn't see that analogy, but the Bible is what gives us that analogy. Everyone here, we rely on God every day for everything. You don't need to turn there, but Matthew 6:11, it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Who in here grows wheat and harvests that wheat? Who has olives and squeezes out olives and makes olive oil? None of us. What do? You take some currency and you go out and you buy it, right? So what do we rely on for our daily bread? We rely on God to give us the financial wherewithal and the financial ability to buy food. So bread does take food. Bread does take money. It is a food. God knows we require financial support, and everything that we need is provided for us. But asking God for bread is showing God that we rely on Him, and we have faith, and He cares for us, and will provide. This morning, we were looking out our window, and we saw a flock of, not seagulls, a flock of quail. Quail are the most useless creatures. When you think about it, they're so beautiful, and they walked right through our fence, and it was amazing. But they're ground birds. What eats a ground bird? The answer? Everything. Cats, coyotes, snakes. How is it that we saw a quail, a flock of 20 quail, and they're all alive and thriving? How is that possible? They're ground birds. They just sit on the ground and lay little eggs. And we saw last spring this mama quail with her little babies all following, like four or five of them, and they're the cutest things. God provided for every single one of them every day forever. It's just beautiful and mind-boggling. Sometimes when I get caught up in the world of Michael, I have to take a step back and say, God provides for everything. Did you know that if you invested $5 a day for 50 years, you would sit on $2.5 million? $5 a day. $5, that, my kids get an allowance of that. Now that is compounding interest of 10%. But that's $5 a day gets you $2.5 million. Well, what about 50 minutes a day? And that's free. 50 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day reading a Bible, 30 minutes a day praying to God is 50 minutes a day. And that's it. That is a sound financial investment that you do every day. That's under 1 hour, right? Well, who here has heard of the auction? 1 hour with Warren Buffett. That's $10 million. And what advice is he going to give you? For $10 million, I can give you advice. You know, hey, read the Bible. Now give me $10 million. But my point being is, it's a small investment. 50 minutes a day. Throughout the day, at some point, you dedicate towards God the Father, the Creator, the loving, eternal God. You get a relationship with the great and powerful God. The reward that is there for us is mind-boggling. It is eternal life. If you knew what was on the line, would you invest 50 minutes a day? I say to myself, why? What stops me? What stops me from doing that? Is it more important than the reward that I'm going after? You do not know what will happen if you ignore God. If you are ignoring God, then you are following the path of Satan. When thinking about it, there's one path, right? You're told there's one path. It's the right path, it's the straight path, the narrow path. Well, if you're off the path, then you're not on the path. God is the God who gave you the path. Everything else is the God of this world, right? And when you turn away from that emotional bank, you are, well, you're not looking in the right direction. You're not going down the right path. That is what has been told to us. So what return do you think you'll be given down that path? Those people in SVB Silicon Valley Bank got nothing. Collapsed. If it's insured, of course, but they have to wait to get their money. Conclusion, God requires you to invest wisely. The biblical principle of investing is from Adam and Eve. Do you not think Adam invested in Eve? And Eve invested in Adam? I invest in you. I will be there for you. I will work with you. I will follow God. And they built the relationship and had like 3,000 or 4,000 kids probably. You can apply this physical and spiritual. Investing is a physical and spiritual discussion. And I say, if you have any questions about investing or budgeting or finance, Life, Hope, and Truth magazine has an entire section with many articles carving out sections to give you more information about it. You see, we must invest in our family to truly understand God. We must pray and talk to God every day. It is a back and forth conversation. God reveals the answers that we ask Him in Scripture. God talks to you and me in Scripture. Talking to God now is worth a great deal more than when Christ returns. Because at that point, you will hear what Luke 13:27 has to say. Turn to Luke for final scripture, Luke 13, verse 27.
But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets of the kingdom of God and yourselves thrust out.